lives.
How removing a driving lane from one local road may save lives. I'm Michelle Murillo.
More time to have your say about proposed changes to DC's circulator. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Summer officially begins in an hour and a half. The White House is still hoping to have 70% of the U.S. population half-vaxxed by the July 4th holiday. Correspondent Lily Luciano has more from Los Angeles.
Americans are starting summer on the move, crowding freeways and filling up flights.
Amazing. I'm so excited to go.
Nearly 1.9 million travelers took to the skies Saturday, and more are expected today, now that the European Union's 15-month ban on U.S. travel is over.
It's very freeing. Feels like everything is very optimistic right now.
A pileup of nearly 20 cars on an Alabama interstate killed 10 people. Most were girls who were part of a rant for neglected kids. Butler County Sheriff Danny Bond says it happened at the height of heavy rains from Tropical Storm Claudette.
It was a horrific crash site. It's one I hope I never have to relive.
Israel is condemning the election of Ibrahim Raisi as the new president of Iran. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says the election of Raisi, a hardliner involved in the execution of political prisoners, should give the West pause to negotiate with Tehran.
The last chance for the world powers to wake up before returning to the nuclear agreement and to understand who they're doing business with. These guys are murderers, mass murderers.
Back here, a food truck festival in Philadelphia was canceled today after controversy over the inclusion of an Israeli-owned food truck. Organizers disinvited chef Nir Scheinfeld and his truck, which led to supporters of his calling for them to be re-included. But instead, the taste of home never happened.
With a heavy heart, they decided to just, you know, like, uninvite us. I don't think it was anything anti-Israeli or anti-Jewish. I just think that they were genuinely concerned for, the well-being of their event.
It was a comeback moment in more ways than one for John Rahm.
Another one is landed at the 72nd hole, this time for Rahm.
That from NBC as Rahm captured his first career major golf championship at 26 years old. And it comes just weeks after he was forced to withdraw from the Memorial after he was in the lead due to a positive COVID-19 test. Rahm also became the first player from Spain to win a U.S. Open. His victory also returns him to number one in the world. The White House says President Biden spent Father's Day golfing with his grandson, Robert Hunter Biden II, at Fieldstone Golf Club in Wilmington, Delaware. Mr. Biden's 15-year-old grandson is the son of his late son, Beau Biden. This is CBS News.
Looking to hire? Indeed will help you speed up the process. They have 135 skills tests to help you find the right candidates faster. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's 10:03. It's Sunday, the 20th day of June, 2021. 81 degrees downtown at L'Enfant Plaza. Headed down to the 70s overnight. Good Sunday evening. I'm Del Walters. The top local stories we're following for you at this hour. Police in Herndon, Virginia continue to investigate a triple homicide there. A family celebration turned tragic.
The bodies of an adult and two children were found inside a Herndon apartment on Florida Avenue, and police say a suicide that took place at a parking garage in Reston is connected. Neighbors at the apartment complex told our news partner at NBC4 that a mother and her two children were killed. They said the youngest was about 6 years old, and the oldest was a girl turning 10 years old on Saturday.
Why the girls? Like, the girls had nothing to do. Like, they just woke up, probably. Maybe the girl woke up happy about her 10th birthday.
Police say the man who committed suicide had a personal relationship with the three victims. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
A heat emergency is in effect in D.C. tonight and tomorrow as temperatures are expected to climb into the 90s. Cooling centers will be open across the district. The city opens those centers when the heat index is forecast to reach 95 degrees or higher. NBC4's Lauren Ricketts says it is going to be incredibly hot. Clouds rolling in later in the day tomorrow. The chance of rain only 30%, highs in the mid-90s. Trademark trouble for the Washington football team. The patent and trademark office saying no to a team request.
The team applied for the trademark last year following its decision to change its former name, which many people considered offensive and insensitive. According to multiple reports, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office denied the request due to previous registrations by Philip McCulley, who owns the Washington Football Club, and the likelihood of consumers being confused or deceived. The team could continue to use the name as an unregistered trademark. However, it would not be able to stop others from using it. The team has until December 18th to file a response to the office. Acacia James, WTOP News.
Bike riders in Montgomery County hoping a new look on a local road is here to stay.
You may have noticed a portion of University Boulevard in Montgomery County between Arcola Avenue and Amherst went from three driving lanes down to two. Where the curb lane was, there are now flexible white dividers, making it a protected bike lane.
It's the first time anywhere in the state of Maryland a curb lane that was formerly used for cars has been given over to use by bikes and scooters and the like.
Peter Gray with Open Streets Montgomery says over the next few months, the State Highway Administration will see how much this pilot project is used and decide if they want to try more of them. Gray's belief is that lanes like this will help fulfill Montgomery County's Vision Zero plan to eliminate fatalities on county roads by the end of 2030. Michelle Morello, WTOP News.
It's popular and it's cheap, so D.C., the Department of Transportation, extending the deadline for you to have your say about proposed changes to the D.C. Circulator.
They'll say they want to hear more from the public on proposals for a new Ward 7 route for the Circulator. That route would provide a unique east-west connection between Wards 6 and 7, supplementing the existing WMATA Route 97 service that only operates during peak hours. There will be a public hearing after the comment period closes. Christopher Cruz, WTOP News.
And coming up after traffic and weather together on the 8th, not since National Treasure have archivists been so busy. 10:06.
Moments. They surround us, intersecting every day, every instant. Moments that can change us forever. In a region where news is never ending, a singular sound defines our moments. A constant signal delivering the top news right at your fingertips when you need it most. For better, for worse, always connected. Our legacy is the future, and we'll never miss a moment. WTOP News, 103.5 FM.
You're a procurement officer. You dot every I and cross every T because you work in the exactly right world of government contracting. Source America's more than 40 years of experience helps our customers get it exactly right with high-quality products and services through a motivated workforce and nationwide network. Source America, an Ability One authorized enterprise. Learn more at sourceamerica.org/exactly right.
Advanced security from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi protects your connected devices from online threats 24/7. But hey, you're probably safe without it. Probably. Like how that free streaming website was probably not a scam. Someone's probably not stealing your bank info as we speak to buy a four-story Chalet Grand. Yeah, you're probably fine. Or you could know your network is covered with advanced security from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Restrictions apply.